Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's crank up a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace. Extraordinary place.
Right here in the good old U.S. of A, baby.
With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That's right. Welcome to the program. Jason Lewis is going to be on the show today. He's written the book Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press. He'll be here today in the next hour. We're going to talk with a survivor of human trafficking and sexual abuse who now works to help others escape that same life and fight for laws that will protect them. You got to hear her story of her own abuse and this too often unknown world of human trafficking, which is worse because of the border, the Biden border debacle, the bungling of Biden with what's happening at the border. Way worse. Children are being abused because of it.
What are you talking about? The border's secure. You hear Kamala Harris, our vice president, said it last week with Chuck Todd. Meet the press.
Do you think these people are deceitful and despicable, lying to our face, or are they just totally incompetent?
Oh, they're absolutely despicable, evil. No question. And they think we're that stupid. They think we don't, you know, we're not seeing through all of it.
So they know darn well.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing about this border that's secure.
Absolutely. It's all an agenda. It's all a plan.
That's my question for you today.
Flood the zone, baby.
Deceitful, despicable, worst of the worst, lying to our face, or totally incompetent. Just a bunch of bungling idiots. It's a lot of both to go around.
That's true.
But you tell me, 701-258-0550. I'm Scott Hennon. The voice you just heard, Kevin Flynn. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well, back from Montana. And I have not been on the air since Candace Owens, speaking of Freedom Matters USA. That was pretty extraordinary. Incredible turnout.
And unreal.
And an inspirational message from her that was really good. I'm sure you talked about that on Friday, but boy. Thanks.
You know what? I want Kamala Harris to come to Bismarck to the same venue. Let's see how many people she draws. That's a challenge. I dare you.
I love your challenge. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. There'd be 12 people there, and there wouldn't be the line we saw.
I guess that's why Joe Biden can't even decide if he wants to run for re-election.
Yeah.
He was on 60 Minutes last night. We watched, so you didn't have to. We took one for the team for you.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, who's we? Don't look at me.
Yeah, I did.
No.
I watched, so you wouldn't have to.
I was watching football. That's it.
And it was just flat-out delusional on so many fronts. Let's start with...
Mr. President, as you know, last Tuesday...
Let's start with this.
Mr. President, as you know...
Sorry, this is on inflation, okay? A little bit of delusion, a little bit of deceit, a little bit of incompetence in this answer... Tell me what you think.
Mr. President, as you know, last Tuesday, the annual inflation rate came in at 8.3%. The stock market nosedived. People are shocked by their grocery bills. What can you do better and faster?
Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective.
Put it in perspective.
Please do.
Let's put it in perspective.
Please do.
By the way, that's not a bad question. I have to give Scott Pelley credit on 60 Minutes. I mean, now, did he know it was coming? Well, of course, right? He knew it was coming.
Yep.
And before he answers any further, prices have spiked at the highest rate in 40 years. It's not getting better. It's getting worse, according to some signs. Real wages fell. Americans are poor, and millions can't afford food. There's your perspective, Mr. President. He continues.
Inflation rate month to month was just an inch. Hardly at all.
You're not arguing that 8.3 is good news.
No, I'm not saying it's good news, but it was 8.2 or 8.2 before. I mean, it's not. I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God, it went to 8.2%.
It's the highest inflation rate, Mr. President, in 40 years.
I got that. But guess what we are? We're in a position where for the last several months it hasn't spiked. It has just barely, it's been basically even.
All right, so we're putting it into perspective. That is horrible year over year, and it's staying horrible and not getting anything other than slightly worse. You can't make this up.
Your aunt's Facebook page has more credibility with the American people than President Biden does when it comes to the economy.
Well, there you go. Your aunt's Facebook page is about as popular as scurvy. But, yeah, I'm looking for his perspective on all of this.
Right.
Yeah, that's the perspective I need. Yeah. How about Larry Kudlow allowed in a room with you? Talk about perspective on the economy.
Right.
How about Stephen Moore and Stephen Miller? There are a number of people I'd like to put in a room with you, sir.
This, I thought, was a pretty good question as well from Scott Pelley. Listen to this.
Watch me. If you think I don't have the energy level or the mental acuity. The best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway,
so the question was, and again, this is the kind of question they always ask Republicans, but the fact that they're asking it of Democrats is not bad. The question was, there's people who think you're unfit for office. Okay, so what would you say to people who think the cognitive ability isn't exactly there? Here's the question. And more of the answer.
Oldest.
And again, I think this is a decent question, guys. Listen.
Mr. President, you are the oldest president ever.
Pretty good shape, huh?
Which leads to my next question. You are more aware of this than anyone. Some people ask whether you are fit for the job. And when you hear that, I wonder what you think.
Watch me. And maybe, honest to God, that's all I think. Watch me. If you think I don't have the energy level or the mental acuity, then that's one thing. It's another thing of just watching and keep my schedule. Do what I'm doing. I think that, I don't, when I sit down with our NATO allies and keep them together, I don't have them saying, wait a minute, well, how old are you? What are you? What did you think? It's a matter of, that old expression, the proof of the pudding's in the eating.
Oh, I'd like to, by the way.
We have been watching,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah,
for over 2 years now, we've been watching you stumble around and try and shake hands with people that aren't there. And
here are some examples of how we've watched him. You want us to what, Joe?
Watch me.
Okay.
If you think I don't have the energy level or the mental acuity. The best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway, from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah,
we're watching.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him. Put the idea that.
Dead silence.
Los Angeles what am I doing here? For two reasons.
Good question.
One, we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is
coherent.
Let me say it another way. But the nature, not a solid meeting with
who's running the prompter?
Very good point. Here's the deal. Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected, here's what that you can do, the drivers.
There you go, folks.
I got another 2 minutes of more of that.
Your greatest hits.
I can run that for all day.
Be careful what you wish for when you say, watch me. But were those not bad questions?
Where's the follow-ups? Where's the real questions on the border, on crime, on supply chain? Let's go down there. Where's any solutions in any of the crap he said? Where's any kind of
plan? He doesn't have any.
Watch me. He just watch me. I'm busy.
And
I'm doing stuff.
I guarantee you knew every question that was coming. Every topic that was going to be discussed. But he still is fumbling around like that. Incompetence or deceitful? Which is it, folks? You tell me at 800-228-0550. Email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. More after this on What's On Your Mind Monday edition.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. And I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Make you hungry here for a little home cooking and grab and go convenience from our friends at PetroServe USA, the Cafe USA at 45th and Fargo. Beefy Mac hot dish today, chicken fried steak in Glendon, Swedish meatballs NP Avenue. There's beefy noodles at 12th and I-29, Harvard I-29 exit, scallop potatoes and ham, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, tater tot hot dish or chicken tenders today, Valley City meatloaf or scallop potatoes and ham. Good. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe, you
USA. Let's go to a South Dakota listener today. What's on your mind?
I think that Lindsey Graham's an idiot. And I think he's trying to do the Republican Party in. Do you know why? You ever follow him?
Well, sure. It's hard not to follow Lindsey Graham because he's everywhere on the cable channels and the media. What specifically about Lindsey Graham? Lindsey Graham is just sort of, almost like a gadfly. You know, he's always got some twist on something he's just loves the TV camera more than anything, which probably drives me the most crazy about him. But what specifically has you believing that he's...
Well, I think this abortion bill is just stupid because he's going to make the people that are opposed to abortions wonder what the hell he's doing. And the ones that love abortions, they're going to think it's a bad deal, too. So it just is just a dumb move at the wrong time. It's a dumb move, period. Don't matter what time it is.
Well,
the federal government does not need to be involved in this stuff. If he wants to do something, fight Planned Parenthood, $600 million they get a year.
Here's my take on what he's trying to do. He's trying to head off what the Democrats are going to do, and that is enshrine in federal law something that says abortion is legal. So he's trying to find a common ground that says, okay, can we agree on 15 weeks? I don't think that's all bad. And by the way, anybody that's pro-abortion, they're not going to vote for any Republican anyway.
No, so what's he doing it for?
So you're not losing any votes. I think he's doing it for the cause.
I think he's just doing it because he wants to make sure that the Republicans stay a minority so he don't have to work very hard.
That's a thought. There you go. None of that would surprise me either.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. It's not fun in the minority. I don't think anybody anybody would wish for being in the minority. I really don't. Heard an interesting conversation last week. Matt Gaetz was arguing that it would be better for the Republicans to have a slimmer majority. That you want candidates that win that are principled, not to have a larger majority where you have some wishy-washy Republicans that are in the majority. Therefore, it makes getting the right things done more difficult. Interesting take. You don't hear people saying that too often. A version, I guess, of what he's suggesting with Lindsey Graham there. Appreciate the call. Others welcome at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Have you got some more examples for us? Because Joe Biden wants us to watch him to determine whether or not his mental acuity is where it needs to be.
Oh, how much time you got?
The jobs that are going to be created here. Visit vaccines.gov, vaccines.com, or text your zip code to 438829. Noble expression, time is money. As one computer said, if you're on the train and they say Portal Bridge, you know you better make other plans. Now, I think I'm supposed to introduce somebody, but I'm not sure who I'm supposed to introduce.
Remember that one?
Lizzie Pinelli. Excuse me. Pinnell. And what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here.
I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there.
Now, am I supposed to speak, or is Swati going to say something? I was told I was going to hear from Swati.
A couple of my friends are going to be coming out here, I'm told, cabinet members. But, here we go. Where is everybody?
One common thread in there, I'm told,
right.
They told me, the script writers, the puppet masters, the people that run him, the handlers. That's what yesterday was with whatever it was with Pelly. I mean, the handlers give the questions, they go through them with him, he rehearses them, he gets his lines. I'm an actor. I'm telling you, he's acting, and he's not good at it. Because there's a lot of times when he's looking for his line, and that's where an actor would go, line! And the continuity person would go, sir, you're supposed to say inflation is down right. inflation is down. I mean, but he doesn't have anybody to yell line to. So he just is out there messing them up. I mean, it's pretty evident.
Here's a short clip, but very rich, considering the famous Philadelphia speech about anybody who happened to be conservative, pro-life. Remember
oh,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ultra magas. Listen to Biden here from last night's interview with Scott Pelley in 60 Minutes.
What we do today, think about it. It's all personal attacks. It's about motive. It's not about I disagreed on the subject matter.
It's all personal attacks. Who's the guy doing personal attacks?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen. All right, a few of your comments by text. Scott, there are too many horrible words to describe our White House behavior. But thanks for watching The Fumbling Idiot. I'm embarrassed. They're evil liars. But what is amazing to me is the amount of people who still support Skid Row Joe and think he's doing a good job. Another listener. Why is there not a weekly count of all the lies that Biden tells? Remember how they claimed Trump had over 16,000 lies? Last night, the local news for the first time ran a story about the invasion at the border. Governor Ron struck a nerve when he sent them to Migrants Vineyard. Very interesting. Officer involved shooting out at Castleton, prompted a press conference today with Attorney General Drew Wrigley. Our Kyle Cornell in the newsroom was there. What did we learn?
Yeah, well, good morning, Scott.
Morning.
This is the second time in the past couple of weeks we have to cover one of these press conferences because, unfortunately, we had a couple of these incidents happen right in the Fargo area recently. But, this all happened back on August 1st over in Mapleton in the community over there.
I said Castleton, yeah, Mapleton.
But, again, you're really close. But, there was four officers that were suspended because of this. Sergeant Travis Mosier, Detective Josh Heller, Detective Ryan Jasper, and Investigator Jordan Cordy, all getting cleared today by Attorney General Drew Wrigley. He made the announcement moments ago. Currently, of course, you can go to our Facebook page, AM1100 The Flag, and you can see the press conference still ongoing. Sheriff Jesse Johnner is breaking down some body camera footage showing the different results of this. But there was a lot of details the day of, too, involving this, and it was basically that Andrew Martinez, 35-year-old man from Mapleton, had been locked in that house for pretty much the entire day. It was a day-long standoff. Shift changes, there were a lot of people going through, and eventually he had pointed an AR-15 rifle at officers and people nearby. It resulted in him getting shot, at least 20 to 25 rounds fired. He was shot 5 times. A fortunate situation. Family was talked to, obviously the officers too. No word yet on when they're going to be reinstated, but it should be soon.
All right, very good. All too common now when there's an officer-involved shooting to have that level of investigation. It's pretty amazing. But obviously with the body cam footage and the review by the Attorney General, you can say they've left nothing for naught in the investigation. So appreciate the update. Kyle Cornell in the newsroom, thank you. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Fiona is bringing heavy rains and high winds to Puerto Rico, knocking out power to the entire island on Sunday. Heavy rainfall and catastrophic flooding continued across much of Puerto Rico. That's what the National Hurricane Center tweeted early Monday morning. The eye of Fiona was approaching the coast of the Dominican Republic. President Biden has declared a federal disaster for Puerto Rico. 8 million Japanese people have been ordered to evacuate as Typhoon Nanmadol slammed across Japan. Government officials in Japan told national broadcaster NHK that a level 5 alert the highest on Japan's disaster warning scale, was called for, as it's raining like never before. End quote. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, harder now. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Patriot Mobile. Our friends at Patriot Mobile are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. They have plans to fit any budget. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer support team. They make everything easy with exceptional customer support. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values. When are you going to stop sending your hard-earned money to companies that are woke? That fight everything you care about. When you have a company like Patriot Mobile that supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, your constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and veteran and first responder heroes, go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. 27 before the top of the hour. The border did not come up last night on 60 Minutes with Joe Biden. Are we surprised? There's another fake news trait.
Nothing important came up with Joe Biden last night. Nothing important. I mean, it asked him about Putin, asked him about Ukraine, Mar-a-Lago, the nonsense on inflation, the pandemic, and would he run again? That was the entire thing.
He couldn't answer whether he'd run again.
And we got to send more money to Ukraine.
I would say the most important thing that came up, probably from an international standpoint, is he said, we'll defend Taiwan. And Scott Pelley compared it to Ukraine, saying, well, we're supporting it. We're not directly in the fight. Would we actually defend Taiwan? He said, yes. Guess what happened? Seconds after the interview, they walked that back. No! Our policy hasn't changed. Our policy hasn't changed.
Wait a minute. We'll send some aid.
Watch me. Just watch me on the, Yeah, we're watching. We are watching. All right, our next guest is Andy Berger. Andy is a survivor of human trafficking and sexual abuse. One of the reasons I didn't, I mentioned rather that the border issue did not come up with Joe Biden in the 60 Minutes interview, is that human trafficking and the sexual abuse that leads to it is on the increase because of what's happening at the border and our border not being secure. We need to understand just how evil and awful this is. And Andy can tell that story because she survived it. Andy, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing well, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Actually, my name's Scott. Our producer is Chris.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's quite all right. No problem at all. We got myself and Kevin and Todd here. So lots of names to keep track of. How old are you now?
I'm 60, actually.
And when did this happen to you?
I was trafficked by immediate family members and some extended from 6 months to 17 years old back in the early 60s and 70s when there wasn't a term for what happened.
And what does that mean to be trafficked?
Well, trafficking is where somebody coerces, forces somebody into sexual activities or forced labor for a number of reasons against their will, usually for profit. In my case, there are two things that drive trafficking, perversity and greed. We hear about the greed because it's such a huge multi-billion dollar transnational business.
And perverse people that wish to have sexual relations with a youngster is the draw. The greed comes from they'll pay anything for this, right?
Right, right. And if there wasn't demand, we wouldn't have to have a supply. You know, in my case, had they known they could have made money off of me or my birth brother, they probably would have done that. But again, you know, back then it was different. My birth mother was the primary sexual predator and orchestrator of evil. And by the time I was 5 years old, that was the first time I tried to take my life.
Oh, my gosh. And you're telling me this started at 6 months? How did you come to pull the pieces together and understand that started that young for you?
Well, therapy, I was in my early 30s, took a long time. I was married to an abusive husband at that time. Big shocker. But yes, the therapists, they have a lot of different ways to determine how far back it goes. So 3 years of therapy, identifying, you know, who was involved and how far back it went. That's where they, and actually it happens to infants more often than you think. I just was involved in a case regarding an 8-month-old infant that was trafficked.
Oh, my gosh. It's just so hard to wrap your mind around. But it's, as you said, much less known when it happened to you, but now very prevalent. And obviously the situation at the border is making it way worse.
Absolutely.
How, when you are older and able to realize what's happening to you, how do they keep you enslaved? How do you, you know, how are you not able to escape?
Well, for me, because my life was threatened every day, the last time my birth mother tried to kill me, I was 17 years old. So the mental control, predators are very good at manipulating, making you feel like no one else will help you, will want you. If anything, if you even speak or look sideways, they'll kill you. So when you live under that stress your entire life, even when I went to school, I had to be very careful about what I said, wasn't allowed to go to birthday parties or have friends, things like that. I was locked in my room for 3 months one summer, you know, because of a lie, you know, that was told about me, things like that. So the force of predators, especially if they're familial, family members, it's very, very difficult for a victim to escape or to get word out. You know, we're doing better with some of the tools that are out there for victims to reach out, but still, it's a monumental elephant in our national room, so to speak.
How big of an elephant is it? I mean, explain the level of this crisis.
Absolutely. On the financial end, our country is about $34 billion strong in human trafficking enterprise, second largest illegal activity next to drug trafficking. Globally, it's $160 billion plus, $95 billion of which is sex trafficking. But to break it down to an everyday level, we have trafficking in every state, whether people want to admit it or not. And Donald W. Washington from the U.S. Marshals Service a couple years ago had a statistic that said every 40 seconds in America, a child 18 years or under is being abducted. They're being taken, and most of them end up into some kind of sexual slavery, labor slavery. 21st century slavery is human trafficking.
This business enterprise of that, you know, when you talk about the amount of dollars there worldwide, $160 billion, who's the beneficiary? Who's profiting?
Cartels, the everyday person. Again, a while back, there was a report, a Rutgers report that was published in USA Today. It was probably about 18 months ago, maybe 2 years. And it basically said that in America, they have tracked that
that 2,500 Americans demanded sex with a child and paid for it. That's all that the reported. Okay, so we know that there's a ton more that has not been reported. But again, there are people out there and there are agendas out there saying we need to have sex with children to teach them who they are and, you know, about their sexuality. And all it is really a mask for perversion, in my opinion.
Andy, one thing that I'm sure you've seen the movie Taken, then the sequels, yes. Then the Liam Neeson film. When that came out, I remember seeing an interview with one of the producers and the people that came that wrote the movie, whatever, about the reality of it. And the reality of that movie is that these two girls go to Europe. They end up in Paris. This guy sees them, sets them up. They get kidnapped and taken, and Liam gets his daughter back. But as he gets her back, she's up for auction. She's in a facility somewhere in Belgium or somewhere, and
right.
she's being auctioned off to these people that are sitting in this room, and everyone around that movie said, "Oh yeah, that's absolutely real." Every week, every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether it's in the Middle East or it's in different countries like that, why parents allow their young girls to go to foreign places without any kind of, maybe not supervision, but, you know, a travel buddy, somebody adult yep. that can help them with things like that. I don't know. Just like all of the sports activities that people will allow their children to go out of town on buses. Do you know who the coaches are? Do you know who's supervising and protecting your children? Are they protecting your children? We've seen that in universities, three major university scandals, things like that. So, again, we have to say, you know what? We're not doing a good job protecting our kids. We'll put our stuff in storage because that's valuable, right? But what about our children? What are we doing for them?
No kidding. We have about 90 seconds left. Would you tell me what you're doing now to help others escape the same life and what more we can do?
Yes, voicesagainsttrafficking.com. Go there for hotlines and helplines. At the very least, put those numbers in your phone. If you see something, say something. If you think something's happening, it's a safe way to get the reporting. Voices Against Trafficking is also going to bring out a new curriculum for situational awareness for any family and also an application that will help victims who can't actually make a phone call to get help. So we're bringing out a lot of tools. Again, voicesagainsttrafficking.com. We're a nonprofit and we're involved in live rescues. And so we're looking forward to creating greater public awareness so that we can all be part of the solution like you guys are today.
And are our laws strong enough?
Well, if the laws were enforced, they would be, but they're not being enforced. Right now, federally, one act of human trafficking could get up to a maximum of 20 years. We're not enforcing it. State level is between 5 and 10 years per event. We're not doing that. Maxwell's a perfect example. She should have gotten 60-plus years, and somehow it got whittled down to 20 years for all the damage she caused the women and the girls that were involved in the Epstein issues. And so, again, we do have laws, but at this point, we need to have a firm stand that says, you do this, you exploit a child, you traffic a child, you do anything like that, you're gone for the rest of your life. No early release.
Unbelievable. It is really hard to, and it's very much in the shadows, unfortunately. So we're trying to do our part here today. Andy Berger, a survivor of human trafficking and sexual abuse with VoicesAgainstTrafficking.com. Thank you so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Freedom Matters USA Studios, 16 before the top of the hour. Still to come, Jason Lewis on his book, Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press. He's doing a couple of book signings in our listening audience. We'll tell you the details on that. Some more of your text, calls, questions, comments when we come back. 258-0550, 701-258-0550. More after this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
PetroServe USA, home
the home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deals. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I don't mind coming here. Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. That whole story about human trafficking makes me physically ill. Just evil.
Yeah, and it's everywhere.
And we should be talking about the border and how this happens all day, every day.
Oh, and I was telling you in the break, I've talked about it on the air, too, about my friend runs an orphanage in Dominican Republic and the evilness, the evil, I mean, just pure evil coming out of Haiti and what they do in Haiti to the children there and how they're trafficked all over the world. And you know, there's parts of the planet that are literally built for these global pedophiles. I mean, the Epstein thing is real. That's real. That's not like somebody just made that up. Like, yeah, come on. The movie Taken, that's real. That happens every day. And they're allowing it to happen more and more at our border. I just don't know how you look at that and say, yeah, it's secure. That's secure. It's good.
Ugh.
Ugh, no, it's sickening.
Question of the day, is that deceitful, dishonest, despicable, they know exactly what they're doing, or is it incompetence? Which is it?
Well, if we follow the money, we know what it is.
Taxer says, it does really bother me about Biden, but then who's out there stopping him? They're just letting the whole country go to heck. Can't believe we don't have anybody that can stop this craziness. Isn't there like 500 people working in Congress? Or some darn thing, but they're not doing anything. There are 435 members of the House, 100 members of the Senate. But a majority of those in the House and the Senate support what Joe Biden does. They're his cheerleaders. Another texter says, what you played earlier is elder abuse. I hope you don't mean by us playing it, it's elder abuse. We're exposing others are responsible for elder abuse by letting someone who clearly does not have the cognitive ability to be in that post to continue there. One word explains what we heard. Sad. It is kind of sad. Watch me.
Texter says you can play as many clips of Biden as you want. He still beat Trump. Did he?
Using every dishonest, pandemic-related, there are no rules. Some would say that's how it was certified, so therefore that's the final say.
Well, I would just say, if he did, I wish he'd prove it. I wish he would go out on tour. I wish he would quit sitting in front of canned questions from reporters that aren't asking him anything real.
Hold the press conference.
If he beat Trump and he had that many voters, I would like him to prove it. I would simply like him to go on a rally tour, do six or seven stops in the heartland, do wherever.
I like your idea. I like your idea.
Let's see if he can prove that. And then if the people turn out, so be it. You got me there.
Bill in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. I think he knows he didn't win, which is why he's waffling on whether he'll run again.
Prove it.
Yeah. Bill in Williston, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott, he didn't win. Hey, I'm calling about the border. And 5 million illegals have now come into the United States. How can we justify that? It's not being talked about anymore.
Well, that's the definition of secure, right?
Not even on the Republican side. How many of those 5 million are going to be terrorists, are going to be criminals in this country?
How many are human trafficked?
Exactly. Exactly. 5 million.
How many are carrying drugs? Mules. You're exactly right, Bill.
They're with an evil plan, with
Trent
their buddies.
In Douglas. Got a minute for you. Go ahead, Trent. Are you there, Trent?
Yes.
What's on your mind?
I was just going about, you were talking about the human trafficking and part of the problem. Well, I know what the problem is. It's the legal system. They're too soft on crimes. In my opinion, if you're caught and convicted with any shadow of a doubt that if you're guilty, then it will automatically be the death penalty clear across the country. And that'd stop it real fast.
Others have argued the same thing for the drug dealers.
Well, we're too nice now. You know, we got to be civil and
Well, you're clearly a fascist.
Well, we have laws. They aren't enforcing them, as the guest said. There's another issue that needs to be dealt with. Trent, appreciate your call. Appreciate your passion on the topic. Something, anything needs to be done. It is awful. Jason Lewis will join us when we come back to talk about his book about President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press, and a couple book signings.
At Butler Machinery, we are all about building long-term relationships founded on trust. Butler's biggest build today is recruiting for many open positions across all locations. Butler Machinery Company is a third-generation family-owned business that offers competitive wages, amazing benefits, and an unmatched 100% company-paid retirement plan. For more information on all open positions, apply today at butlermachinery.com.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.